Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Hayamibes. We're holding on Hayamibes, the second line from the top, by the words Tan Rabbanon. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, a mitzayin in loyal kazayis v'nameis. You're not mitzayin places that are not mitame v'ayo, and therefore you're not mitzayin on a place that only has a kazayis of the flesh of the maize, loyal etzem kasayra, or on a place that only has a bone the size of a barley seed, which even though it's mitame b'mango, it's not mitame b'ayo. V'loyal davar she'inu mitame b'ayo, and anything else that's not mitame b'ayo. Aval, however, you are mitzayin on places that are mitame b'ayo, and therefore, mitzayin ala shidra, you're mitzayin if you have a place where there's the spine of the maze, Vala Gulgailas, or where the skull is, Al Raiv Binyan, on Raiv of the skeleton, Val Raiv Minyan, or on the majority of the number of the bones of the maze, of Hamas, Vein Mitzayin Al Vadois. But still, there's no need to be Mitzayin places that everybody knows that there's Tumah there, because everybody knows about it anyway. So you don't have to be Mitzayin by a basic Faris. Av Mitzayin Al Asfekas, if you have places that there's a Suffolk, so then you have to be Mitzayin over there. Veiluin Asfekas, Schachais, Uprois, Ubesapras, the Gemara will explain what these things are. Ve'im amid and seen b'malkim tuma. You don't make the marking in the actual place where there's already tuma over that actual spot. Shleila hafsed es ataharis, because then by the time the person realizes that there's the tzian over there, it's too late. He's already standing over the tuma and he's metame whatever taharis he's holding. Ve'im archik and seen b'malkim tuma. You also don't want to make the tzian too far away from the tuma. Shleila hafsed es Eretz Yisrael, to not cause a waste of land in Eretz Yisrael, because then all that land will be useless. Ukezayis v'nameis in the ask the Gemara, the Braise that said that you're not Mitzayin on the Kazayis min Ameis. Really? A Kazayis of flesh is not Mitame Ba'ayo? Va'atane, but we learned in the Braise, Eilu Shemitamin Ba'ayo, Kazayis min Ameis. That's one of the things that is Mitame Ba'ayo. It's the Kazayis min Ameis. So why wouldn't you make a Tzian over a Kazayis min Ameis? Amrav Papa Acha Pekazayis Mitzumtzum Askinan. Here we're discussing a case where there's an exact Kazayis. The Saif Saif Michsar Chasar. It's not going to be too long before the body decomposes a little bit, and it's going to be less than the kazayas. So mutav, it's better not to make it tzian. And yisrafu alav truma ukachim, and because of that, there might be some truma or kachim that will get wasted, that will have to be burnt because there's no tzian there. That's better lefi shah, because it's only going to be for a short amount of time. Va'al, and don't make the tzian, and then you're going to have it tzian there forever, even though there's no tuma. And yisrafu alav la'ilam, and then forever and ever, you're going to be burning truma or kachim that you thought became tameh, even though really it didn't become tameh, because there's no tuma over there. Ve'eloena sveikis. The Braisa said examples of sveikis. The first two were schachis uprais. Says the Gemara, what are schachis uprais? Schachis is ilon ha-mesach ala-aretz. Is a tree of different branches. You don't know under which branch has the mace buried underneath it. So you're mitzayin all of them. Uprais is the same idea, just avanim pruais ayoytzes min ha-geder. If you have stones that are projecting from the wall, and you don't know under which stone that's projecting from the wall has the mace buried underneath it, so you're mitzayin all of them. And then the third type of suffix was beis ha-pras. What's a beis ha-pras? Says the Gemara, it's like we learned in the Mishnah that achirish es a kever. If a person plows over a field that has a kever in it, harihu aisa beis apras. He now turns it into a beis apras. V'kamuhu aisa. How much of an area around the kever do we have to be concerned that now there's tuma, that the plow shot out the pieces of the mace and now it's all over? How far away do you have to be concerned? Molei mana, the length of the plow, which is mea ama, 100 amais. Now ask the Gemara. So this is what it means when the Braisa said you have to be mitzayin a beis apras. Is referring to a sada shenechresh b'kever, that the kever got plowed. Ubeis apras mi metame b'ayo, but there's no tumas ayo anyways. Why would you be mitzayin it if there's no tumas ayo? We said already that places that don't have tumas ayo, there's no need for tzian. A tzian is only for places that have tumas ayo. So ubeis apras shenechresh b'kever, it's not metame b'ayo. It's not va'amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Like we know, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that min apeachad ubeis apras v'haylech. You could just simply blow as you walk through the field, and then you could walk through with your tyrus. Rav Yudah Barami Mishmedu Ulamar, the base of Prashani Dash Tar, once enough people walked over the field, we could assume it's tar. So obviously there's no concern that there's a maze buried still underneath the ground and that's Matame Bayo. There's no such concern. It's just a concern of pieces, of fragments of the maze. So there's Tumas Maga, you have to blow as you walk through, but there's no concern of Tumas Ayo. So why would you need a tzian on the base of Pras? Amrav Papa Le Kasha. Rav Papa said it's not shver. Kan besada shavad bakever, kan besada shenechresh bakever. There's two different types of beis apras. There's a beis apras that needs tzion. That's one who is avad bakever. You had a kever in the field, and now you don't know anymore where the kever was. You forgot. You lost track. So it's avad bakever. Somewhere in that field, there's a kever. That's betamei ba'ayo. That needs a tzion. The beis apras that you could be minapeach, that's if it's nidash, it's tar. That's if it's nechresh bakever. And in a chanami, that type of beis apras is not mitame ba'ayo, and it will not need a tzion. Now ask the Gemara, go with the gears of the Goyin, that v'sada she'avad bakever beis apras karile. If you lost the kever, if you lost it, it was avad bakever, that's called a beis apras. Says the Gemara, and yeah, but not like we learned in the Mishnah, that shleisha beis apras, saying there are three different types of beis apras, not even just two, like we said, there's even three. There's a v'sada she'nevad bakever, like we spoke out, v'sada she'nechresh bakever, like we also spoke out, and then there's a third type, the stay baichin, a crying field. My stay baichin, Rabbi Shua bar Abba, Bishmeid Ula Amer, Sadesh Maftirin Bameisim. It's the field that the family, when they were giving over the mace, when they were walking the mace outside the city. So when they got to the field at the outskirts of the city, that's where they gave over the mace to the Chevra Kadisha, and the Chevra Kadisha would go and take the mace from there and go bury the mace. The time of Mai, and the reason why there's Tumah over there, or at least Safik Tumah, that's considered like a base of pras, Amar Avimi Mishum Yeyush Bailim Naguba. Because there's Yeyush Bailim, which is the unfortunate situation is that, being that the family is that by the time they got to this field outside the city, so parts of the mace might have fallen off. And the family assumes the Chevra Kadisha is going to pick up these parts, and the Chevra Kadisha assumes that the family is going to pick up the parts. What ends up happening, unfortunately, is that nobody picks up the parts, and because of that, this Stei Baichin has Safik Toma, and that's why you have to, you need to see it, and that's why it's considered like a Beis HaPras. Now ask the Gemara, the Sada Shenechresh Bakever Loi Ba'itzian? In that case of the Sada Shenechresh Bakever, that the Kever got plowed over, it doesn't need Tzian? V'tani, but we learned in the Braisa, Matzah Sada Mitzian Esvenia Dua Mativa. You find the field, and there's a Tzian around the field, and you don't know what's the nature of the field. You want to know, am I allowed to be Minapeach V'haylech? I want to know if it was Nidash as a Tar, and you want to know, is this a Sada Shenechresh Bakever, or is it a Sada She'avad Bakever? So right over here already, you see that even a sadesh shenechresh bakever, he gets a tzion, and that's why you don't know what type of field it is. If you're only mitzayin a sadesh shavad bakever, so why don't you know mativa? You know exactly good and well what type of field this is. It's a sadesh shavad bakever. No, it must be even a sadesh shenechresh bakever. You have to make a tzion, and that's going to be the kasha. But again, says the braisa, you find a field and you don't know why it has the tzion. Is it a sadesh shavad bakever, in which case I can't go through, or maybe it's nechresh bakever and I could be menapeach v'haylich? So the braisa tells us in etza, yesh ba'ilanos. If you see that there are trees, biadush and nechresh bakever. How is there a tree? It must be the field was plowed. If it was plowed, so then you know you could be minapeach v'haylich. Ein ba'ilanos. However, if there's no trees, biadush she'avad bakever. It must be it was never plowed. It was a sadesh she'avad bakever, and then you cannot use the etzas that we mentioned before. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda's chelik on all this. He says you can't use the etzah of the tree. Achi hei sham zakenei talmid. And no, you need someone to tell you that he knows for a matter of fact, like a zaken or a talmud chacham, to tell you that there's no kever over, that it's a sadesh she'nechresh bakever. And the reason why you need dafka, someone who's a talmud chacham, is lefi she'ena kol bekiyin bedavar. Someone who's not a talmud chacham won't necessarily know what's going on in the town. It's the Talmud Chacham's responsibility to know what's going on in the town, as we'll see shortly. But the point is that you see that even a sadesh shenechresh bakever gets a tzion, and that's why when you get to this field, you have to try to figure out, is this a sadesh she'avad bakever, or is it a sadesh shenechresh bakever? So ask the Gemara, that you see a sadesh shenechresh bakever gets a tzion, not like what we said before. Amra papa kitanya hi besadesh she'avad bakever. No, the Brais is talking about a sadesh that you know was avad bakever, the tzionua, and then that's why it had the tzion, because it was avad bakever. We want to know if afterwards was an echrash. So yesh ba'ilanos biyaduah shenechrash bakever. If there's ilanos, if there are trees, so now you know that afterwards it was also nechrash. Besides being lost, it was also then nechrash. Ein ba'ilanos, and if there are no trees, biyaduah she'avad bakever, so then you know it's only a sadesh she'avad bakever and it's not nechrash. Now, ein ba'ilanos, and then says the Gemara, v'leichosh dilma ilanos migavai v'kever mibarai. Why is trees a good etza? Maybe the trees are on the inside of the field, and the kever was outside of that area, and it was never nechrash. Says the Gemara, Kedamar Ula, Ba'im Din Ala Gvula, and Achanami, Ba'im Din Ala Gvula. Ula once said to answer a different halacha that we're talking about where the trees are on the outside border of the field. Here too also we're talking about where the trees are on the outside of the field. They're mamish at the border, and therefore there's no chance that the kever is outside of that area. Okay, well, V'dilma Tumma Migavoi, V'ilon is Mibarai. So maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the trees are on the outside, the kever is in the middle, and it was never Nechrash. Says the Gemara b'Misubachen. Now we're talking about over here that the trees are scattered throughout the entire field. V'bayis Emo, or another teretz, is Ha'amran in Marchik and Estziyan Mimakam Tumah Shul Hafsad Eseret Yisrael. We already said before that you're not supposed to be Marchik, you're not supposed to distance Tzian from the Makim Tumah. So it can't be that the trees are on the outside of the field, the Tumah is in the middle, and the Tzian was made around the trees. That wouldn't make any sense, that would be far away from the Tumah. It must be that the Tumah is near where the trees are, and it was Nechrash. We mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda before. Now, no, you need to have ask a Talmud Chacham, a Zakin, to tell you what's the status of the field. Now, why Dafka Talmud Chacham? So we said, Lefisha'ena kol bekiyim bedavar. People that's not a Talmud Chacham, other people in the town, they don't necessarily know what's going on. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Shema Amina, you see from here, that Sorba Mirabanan Dika Bemasa, Komili Demasa Ale Ramya. Now, that Sorba Mirabanan, a young Talmud Chacham, he has to know what's going on in the town. He can't just say, oh no, I'm living in the base medrash, it's not my responsibility. No, these things are his responsibility. He has to know the different halachic standards of what's going on in this place.